Welcome to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. Some beer styles are pretty clear-cut and descriptive. A pale ale, imperial stout, dark lager. You have a pretty good idea what you'll be drinking. Some other styles, not so much. Today, we'll have some fun with badly named beer styles. Seth Cook from Wooden Legs Brewing of Brookings.
Sometimes beers, just by the label, just by the name, because that's what it's described, can automatically dissuade or discourage people to try. One of them being, and one that's probably the most commonly misunderstood, at least where we're from, is the cream ale. The cream ale is our lightest beer. It's very, very pale in color, and that's traditional to a cream ale style. Now, why it's called a cream ale, you know,
it's not creamy. There's no cream in it.
Right. No cows were harmed in the making of this ale. It probably has some history to why the brewers attempted to do that in approachability, but the reality of it is that it is an incredible misnomer. People will come in and see cream ale and automatically think big, thick, rich, stout, when it is the lightest beer we make on the menu.
One theory has it the cream ales were so named because of their generous, creamy white head, but nobody really knows for sure. Another badly named style, the ESB, or extra special bitter.
Now, that doesn't make any sense at all, because it's not, it's bitter maybe relative in a category, but it is no way has a bitterness that persists through it. You would assume a bitter, it would be, you know, like Angostura bitters or something. And I think the bitterness came because it has more bittering hops. It has some more bittering components, but this is such a small margin compared to like the IPAs.
Hey, and come to think of it, the IPA or India Pale Ale doesn't really tell you much. And many people probably don't even know that the IPA stands for India Pale Ale.
And it probably doesn't even matter anymore. There's some origin story out there that when they originally were the India Pale Ale, but that's not even known anymore. IPA just is synonymous with a hoppy beer. So that's kind of maybe more of a development, recent development, but the name again has real no indication of what's in the in the bottle itself.
In fact, a lot of IPAs aren't even all that pale anymore. More Beer Untapped with Perry Miller on the way.
Like the pine trees lining the winding road, I've got a name, I've got a name.
Welcome back to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller, as Seth Cook and I have some fun with badly named beer styles. Another category of beers that doesn't have the best name: sours.
I would say in the culinary world, sour is a very carefully used word. There are some fruits and there are some things that are sour, but for the most part, sour is sometimes confused with spoiled. Calling a whole category of beer sour, it leaves a wide range of what it could be inside the bottle.
On the sort of slightly spoiled sounding theme, Seth gets a kick out of the name Old Ale.
Yep, it sounds bad, but it is brilliantly descriptive. Old Ale is a beer that they would brew for aging, and you would serve it at a later time, or you would mix it with some younger green beer. But Old Ale is...
It is accurate.
It's accurate. It's kind of boring.
An Old Ale, anything but boring. They're rich and malty, often strong and complex. They can be a beautiful thing. Seth believes there are styles that are well named.
For instance, a wheat beer is—you understand what's in a wheat beer. And we, you know, even the German beers. If you look at some of the German names of beers, very pragmatic of the Germans to kind of describe a Schwarzbier, which means a black beer.
Boom.
That's
nailed
pretty
it.
Easy. Or the Marzen or the Dunkel. You know, these are all very, very straightforward descriptions of a character of the beer or a time of year brewed. So maybe we should follow the Germans. the English, you know, they have the porter, and of course the name is because that's what the porters wanted to drink in England. Like, that does a very terrible job describing what the beer actually...
It tells you nothing.
We know
about
what it is now. I mean, obviously we know what it is now, but really, really poor way to describe that.
The moral of the story, don't let the name dissuade you from trying the beer. You could be missing something really good. Finally today, don't miss Mondays at Wooden Legs Brewing of Brookings. It's really good.
On Monday night, we've got Kids Eat Free. So any parents that bring children that are 10 years or younger can have that child get a free pizza with the purchase of an adult meal or the parent's meal. So come down, grab a pizza for yourself, and then a cool little 7-inch personal pan style pizza. pizza for your kids for free on Monday. So come on, check that out. We've had a lot of people use that as a good excuse to come down and maybe have a half a pint and enjoy a root beer with your son or daughter and then let them have their own pizza.
That's it for this week's show. Until next time, drink local and drink responsibly.